بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this video I wanted to talk about the term Salafi, and this might seem to be a very controversial video, but inshallah if you really listen to what I'm saying and you don't jump to conclusions, then you'll find that I'm not really saying anything that controversial. I know it's a touchy subject, but I'm simply sharing some of my feelings and experiences. So please, before jumping to conclusions and refuting me or even agreeing with me, just listen carefully and hear me out. Jazakumullahu khairan. So for those that are unaware, basically people who claim they are Muslim are essentially attaching themselves to the religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The thing is that over time, some people might claim to be a Muslim, but upon further investigation, you might find that in fact they're not. They do things, they believe things that take them outside the fold of Islam. So at some point it becomes necessary to further describe yourself. Because if I say I'm Muslim and he says he's Muslim, but in reality we believe in very different things, it might become necessary to say, oh, I'm a Sunni Muslim, for example. He might say he's Shia. And these terms become a tool to further describe one's beliefs because we believe some very different things, and rather than go into detail describing every aspect that sets us apart from each other, we can just use the term Sunni or Shia to describe the type of Islam we associate ourselves with. The thing about these terms is that although they are originally used to describe a particular sect, often after a certain amount of time, different sects emerge within these sects. So that term that originally meant one thing starts branching off into meaning all kinds of other things. So then you have to bring another term, a more specific term, to differentiate yourself from all the new things. But the reality is the main goal at the end of the day is to associate yourself with the authentic teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So fast forward to the term Salafi. The point of the term was to associate yourself with the authentic religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was a scholar who was said to be a Salafi scholar, it would be a more specific way to identify certain things about him. If someone said they're a Salafi Muslim, it's a way to identify certain things about them, mainly being that they took authenticity seriously. They took following the correct and true teachings of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam seriously. And this idea of authenticity is something that conceptually no one should have a problem with, because that's what sets Islam apart from everything else. It's authentic. It's really from Allah. We can prove that. We can trace our tradition back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the point of this video today is to raise the question, does the term Salafi, when you hear this term, do you associate it with the original goal of the term, which is Islamic authenticity? Do you associate it with the real true Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you do, alhamdulillah, you probably are Salafi yourself, I'd imagine. May Allah bless you, may Allah guide you and grant you the best of both worlds. However, I know for a fact that for many people this is not the case. This is not what people think when they hear that term. The term Salafi for many people has taken on a new meaning, and I just want to point that out because sometimes we have conversations with each other and we're talking past each other because the words we're using mean different things to different people. So for example, many of us, myself included, we've interacted with so many people over the years who claim to be Salafi, and so many of them had the same particular attributes that the term Salafi itself was tainted by these individuals. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not referring to everyone, but it's reached a point that this has happened so many times to so many people that when someone says they are Salafi, the first thought for many people isn't, oh, this person is knowledgeable and follows the authentic Islam, the authentic religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But rather, there's honestly three attributes that immediately come to many of our minds. And again, I'm not referring to all Salafis, but this has happened so many times that these attributes have become associated with this term for so many people. The first attribute that has become associated with this term for many people is ignorance. Many people claim this term, but have very little knowledge of the authentic religion of Islam. I myself, for example, when I first became Muslim, I had practically no knowledge. Okay, and I still, let me be clear, I still have very, 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 very little knowledge. But compared to back then, I knew practically nothing. All I knew was that I believed the Quran was from Allah, and I believed that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his messenger. And I'm not belittling that at all. That's extremely important. And alhamdulillah, I could never be grateful enough that Allah guided me. But in terms of practical knowledge of the religion, there's so much more than just that. However, that's all I knew, but I claimed to be Salafi because I felt that it was a way of ascribing myself to the true religion of Islam. But the reality is I had such little knowledge of Islam that I did so many things that were incorrect. And I'm sure me going around claiming to be Salafi, having very little knowledge, making mistakes, being ignorant, it had an effect on how people would view those who claim to be Salafi. Another trait, aside from ignorance, is terrible manners. How can you claim to be associating yourself with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had the best of manners? He was the best of mankind ever regarding manners. How can you attach yourself to him when you have the worst of manners? Actions speak louder than words. You might claim to follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to a T, but anyone who knows anything about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam can see that you're not. Your manners do not coincide with his alayhi salatu wasalam. So the term you're using to describe yourself is not accurate. And third, the last thing I'd like to mention is seemingly making the main priority refuting people. I say seemingly because Allahu A'lam if this is true or not, but based on what is apparent, making refutations oftentimes appears to be number one above all else, above tawheed, above salat. They might not know Arabic. They might not know how to pray properly. They might be making shirk and not even know it because they haven't really studied tawheed correctly, but they spend so much of their time focused on telling you who is astray, who should be warned against and avoided, to the point that it appears to be their main priority. Is that the authentic religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because when scholars first started using this term to differentiate themselves from people who weren't following the authentic religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the term wasn't meant to associate themselves with ignorance, bad manners, and messed up priorities. That wasn't what they meant. In fact, they meant the complete opposite of that. Actions speak louder than words, brothers and sisters. You can call yourself Salafi. You can call yourself whatever you want. But that doesn't mean you're really whatever you say you are. It doesn't mean you're really a Muslim because you call yourself a Muslim. On the Day of Judgment, may Allah save us, a person who worships idols and other human beings isn't going to be able to just say to Allah, I didn't worship you alone, but I call myself a Muslim, so you have to enter me into paradise. No, simply calling yourself something doesn't mean it's true. You have to live by it. You have to implement that term. So people, they message me and they ask me, are you Salafi? And honestly, I don't know how to respond to that because yes, inshallah, I do follow the authentic religion of Islam. I take authenticity very seriously, and I try to be very conscious and careful about who I take knowledge from. But this term Salafi, as we know it today, is that what it means? Because I don't want to associate myself with ignorance, bad manners, and messed up priorities. But I do want to associate myself with following the authentic religion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's a clear dilemma. And I think in today's times, this is a reality that many people face. Alhamdulillah, I've been blessed to study in Medina and live here for about 6 years now. And Saudi Arabia is a country that is largely associated with being Salafi, along with the Islamic University of Medina. But when I say that, I mean they're associated with the term Salafi, meaning they strive to follow the authentic religion of Islam. One thing I love about this place and the scholars here, the curriculum here, is that they take authenticity as seriously as it should be taken. We study the books that Salafis would promote. We learn from scholars that Salafis would promote. We study at a university that Salafis would promote. But all my years here, I never saw any of my teachers, any of the shuyukh, come across as ignorant, ill-mannered people with messed up priorities. None of my teachers, none of the shuyukh that I've interacted with ever approached me and said, are you Salafi? Explain your beliefs to me. Who do you sit with? Convince me that you're on the right path. None of them ever did that. But people in the West online, they claim to be Salafi and they claim to follow the way of these scholars. Something is obviously wrong here. There's a disconnect. I never took a class here solely dedicated to refuting the big propagators of Islam in the West. If that's such a priority above Tawheed, above Arabic, why didn't they teach us that in level one of the Arabic Institute or the first semester of college? I'm in the College of Da'wah, Alhamdulillah. Why haven't we spent hours upon hours refuting the big Muslim clerics of the West if this is the main priority? Ask yourself this. I'm not saying it's not important to refute people, so don't put words in my mouth, please. I'm not saying it should never be done. I'm asking you if it's the main priority. And if it is, why are we learning about Tawheed and not refuting so-and-so? Why are we learning Arabic and memorizing Quran and not spending all day refuting people? Eventually, yeah, there's a time and a place for refutations, but have you reached that level? Do you know the categories of Tawheed? Do you know Arabic? Do you know what negates your Islam? If you don't, why are you spending all your time refuting people and asking me about my Islam? Whether or not Allah is pleased with me does not depend on your approval, my dear brother. May Allah guide all of us. May Allah forgive me if I said anything incorrect. And let me know what you guys think in the comments. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.